Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today, November 8th, 2019. Today, our report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades on November 7th, 2019. Here are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.75. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SL Horsford & Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 15 securities, of which 5 advanced, 3 declined, and 7 traded firm. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 217,972 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $1,039,776. Registered a volume of 217,972 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $1,039,776.81. JMMB Group Limited was the volume leader with 110,000 shares changing hands for a value of $228,100, followed by Trinidad Cement Limited with a volume of 60,019 shares being traded for $117,037.05. NCB Financial Group Limited contributed 32,216 shares with a value of $345,122, while Trinidad and Tobago NGL Limited added 5,209 shares valued at $133,919.89. Trinidad and Tobago NGL Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing 57 cents to end the day at $25.71. And Tobago NGL Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing 57 cents to end the day at $25.71. Conversely, Cinema One Limited registered the day's largest decline, falling 16 cents to close at $7.15. On the mutual fund market, 17,962 shares changed hands for a value of $429,057.34. Clico Investment Fund was the most active security with a volume of 17,562 shares valued at $422,717.34. Clico Investment Fund declined by 3 cents to end at $24.07. Calypso Macro Index Fund advanced by 10 cents to end at $15.85. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited, SCC Development Fund, remained at 67 cents. Epley Caribbean Property Fund Limited, SCC Value Fund, remained at $1.70. Praetorian Property Mutual Fund remained at $3.05. The second-tier market did not witness any activity. Marvin Holdings Limited, suspended, remained at $12. Cinema One Limited was the only active security on the SME market, posting a volume of 616 shares valued at $4,404.40. Cinema One Limited declined by 16 cents to end at $7.15. The USD equity market did not witness any activity. MPC Caribbean Clean Energy Limited remained at $1. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange in Thursday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSE indices. The JSE index declined by 1,247.57 points to close at 493,541.80. The JSE All Jamaican Composite Index declined by 1,404.63 points to close at $541,925.37. The JSE Select Index declined by 39.15 points to close at 12,815.86. The JSE Cross-Listed Index advanced by 1.30 points to close at 98.94. The JSE Financial Index declined by 1.17 points to close at 133.30. The JSE Manufacturing and Distribution Index advanced by 1.02 points to close at 97.47. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 33 stocks, of which 14 advanced, 13 declined, and 6 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 13,816,242 units, valued at over $50,442,551.41. Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial was the volume leader with 9,763,264 units, followed by Wigton Windfarm Limited ordinary shares with 2,221,365 units, and QWY Investments Limited with 596,392 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one advanced and two traded firm as 4,482 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $13,500.74. Sagicor Financial Corporation Limited was the volume leader with 4,072 at a high of $2.92, a low of $2.92, before closing at $2.92. They were followed by Cave Shepherd & Company Limited and First Caribbean International Bank, which traded 250 and 160 shares, respectively. Today's financial tip: what is a commission, and is a commission payable on every trade? A commission is a fee paid to a broker for executing a trade and is based on either the number of securities traded or the dollar value of the trade. A commission is applicable to every trade a broker executes on behalf of an investor. Join us Monday for another RCI Business Report.